From Pensacola to the Florida Keys, from Native Americans to British colonists, generations of Floridians have left their imprints on our landscape. The story of how Florida came to be what it is today lies not only in historical documents, but also below the ground and under the sea. Archaeology today is as concerned with protecting archaeological sites and objects as it is with learning how people lived in the past. In a few short decades, our profession has grown from one that consumes sites by way of excavation to one that conserves resources through careful management. People have lived in Florida for at least 13,000 years, a relatively short time compared to the millions of years of hominid history in Africa where the human species developed. At the arrival of the first people in Florida, Paleo Indians, much of the seawater was locked up in glaciers, and sea level was about 300 feet lower than now. The Florida Peninsula was twice its current size and dry like an African savanna. The Paleo-Indian people relied in part on the giant Pleistocene mammals like mammoth and mastodon for food, hides, bone, ivory, and fat, and they were partly responsible for the extinction of these species. From this early time to the present, people and the environment have been inextricably related. The two realms cannot be separated. About 10,000 years ago, the Wisconsin Ice Age came to a close and climate became warmer and wetter. By around 6,000 years ago, the rising sea reached its present level and the grassy open landscapes were replaced by hardwood and pine forests. This period of rapidly changing environment and more modern conditions is known as the Archaic. Native Floridians of this time developed or adopted innovations like a more varied kit of stone tools, reliance on new food sources like shellfish, and population increased. Beginning around 4,000 years ago, with the development of pottery, we can begin to recognize regional cultures and a growing dependence on crops like corn, beans, and squash. Societies became more complex socially and culturally. Populations led by hereditary political and religious leaders produced earthen monuments like pyramid mounds, causeways, canals, and other public works. By the time of Spanish contact 500 years ago, around a third of a million native people lived in Florida, their cultures uniquely adapted to the highly varied environments of the peninsula. By the middle of the 18th century, there were few traces of the once populous tribes of Florida who met the Spanish explorers. The Apalachee, Tamuqua, Tocobaga, Tequesta, and Colusa people had all been reduced or exterminated by warfare, disease, and slave raids. Into the depopulated peninsula came lower creeks from Georgia and Alabama, people who were not lineal descendants of the Florida Indians, but who shared with them a southeastern native culture that stretched back more than 500 years. Archaeology today is a continuing source of new discoveries that lead us to reassess our understanding of the past. By using the past as a mirror to examine our present, we are led inexorably to the realization that all cultures, past and present, deserve our respect.